Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Today, sheriff's deputies located the cat log mover that was stolen from the sheriff's woodlot over the weekend. Deputies found the orange and black cat in the 3400 block of D Street in Hydesville. The person in possession of the cat purchased it from the suspect earlier in the day. He is not considered a suspect in the case and is cooperating fully with authorities. The suspected thief has not been identified, and anyone with information is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. Governor Jerry Brown signed a bill by Assemblyman Wes Chesbrough on Friday that will help those with developmental disabilities find employment in the state. According to the California Employment Development Department, fewer than 12.5% of Californians with developmental disabilities are currently employed. AB 1041 aims to give those with disabilities more employment opportunities and, as Chesbrough said in a statement, and I quote, a chance to pull themselves out of poverty and reduce their reliance on state support, end quote. The bill faced no opposition in the legislature. Humboldt Bay fire officials believe that clothing left lying on top of an in-floor gas heater caused a fire at a downstairs apartment on 2nd Street in Eureka on Sunday afternoon. Arriving fire units found the resident of the apartment outside on the sidewalk being treated for burn injuries by neighbors. They entered the apartment and quickly extinguished the fire and searched the apartment for any additional victims and found none. They later learned that the tenant, who had been using the heater for the past week without incident, had left the premises for a few hours and when they returned, found fire. The victim then entered the apartment to search for a pet cat and suffered the burn injuries. The cat did not survive the fire and was found after the fire was extinguished while the victim was treated at the hospital for injuries. The Fortuna Police Department announced that it has been named the second place winner in the California Law Enforcement Challenge for its work with the California Highway Patrol in the Office of Traffic Safety. The award recognizes the best overall traffic safety programs around the state. A panel of experts judged the applications sent in by each department regarding its efforts to improve traffic safety, and Fortuna PD was one of 26 departments around the state to be honored. The goal of the program is to reduce traffic fatalities and injuries by focusing on impaired and otherwise dangerous drivers. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office, with assistance from numerous local and state agencies, rescued a 72-year-old San Francisco man who had been missing in the wilderness for 19 days. Gene Penaflor was last seen by his hunting partner on September 24th near a hunting camp in the Mendocino National Forest. On Saturday morning, a group of hunters reported hearing someone call for help in a canyon near their position, and GPS coordinates from a hunter's cell phone were used to direct search teams to the area. The hunters located Penaflor and built a makeshift stretcher to carry him up a hillside as search teams reached the area. Penaflor was airlifted and taken to the hospital for medical treatment after he spent 19 days in the wilderness after falling and hitting his head on the first day he had gone missing. Penaflor ate squirrels he shot and found water in a nearby stream and endured freezing temperatures and snow before being rescued. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As the winter season approaches, many residents will use the furnaces in their home to keep warm as the temperature drops. However, even though you may have turned the thermostat off during the summer, the heater did not stop running. Humboldt Bay Fire has responded to emergencies in which the fire was caused due to a floor or wall furnace, like the 2nd Street fire on Sunday. Assistant Fire Chief Bill Gillespie describes how a floor furnace can start a fire.
What we see this time of year is a lot of people during the summer don't want the grate sitting there, so you put a throw rug over it. When the thermostat kicks on, the heater kicks on, and the heat can't go anywhere, the floor furnace catches on fire because something's blocking the top of it.
Gillespie went on to explain that wall heaters should remain unblocked as well.
Or even like a wall heater in the house. You've been making space, so you push the sofa back a little bit, and it's up against the wall heater. The heater comes on with the thermostat, something's in front of it, and we see a number of fires because of stuff too close.
By following these tips, you can help prevent fires and ensure the safety of your home. And if Friday's 4.9 earthquake wasn't enough of a reminder, the Great American Shakeout takes place on Thursday, giving local residents a chance to review what to do during and following an earthquake. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.